Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1066, for Saturday, November 29th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Re-entering at number 20, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 17,995 views. That is a gain of 2,667, or 17% from last week. But since the number 20 position has 2,500 views more than last week, it's only a two-position climb for Heat. Heat, as is true of the next two games we'll look at, has been on a continual upward move since Essen. I believe this is Essen week, that it was at number 48, then it climbed to 37, 32, last week up 10 to 22, and now inching up two more to number 20. In a similar way, Essen week and the week before it was actually outside the top 50, our number 19 game, then climbed to 41, 40, 33, and now up 14, to 19. Flip 7, by Eric Olson, published by The Op Games, with 18,145, 150 more than Heat, a 33% gain. The number 18 game is Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 18,254. 109 more than Flip 7, a gain of 21%, and it has followed a very similar path as Heat did. It was number 46 Essen week, then it was up 8 to 38, right behind Heat, moved with Heat up 5 to 33, it was up 8 more last week to 25, and now a 7-position climb up to number 18. After popping into the top 10 for a week, down 8 to 17, Galactic Cruise, by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinson Key Games, with 18,833, about 600 more than Harmonies, and a 22% decline. After several weeks of climbing, I think also going back to Essen week, down 3 to 16, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 20,149, 1,300 more than Galactic Cruise, an 8% gain, but down 3 positions. Reversing course going back down 1 to 15, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 20,382. About 230 more than Spirit Island, and a 10% gain, but it too loses ground. Down 3 to 14, Sweet Lands, by Totsuka Chuo, published by Uchi Bakoya, with 20,632, 250 more than Brass, a decline of 1.2%. Ending a four-week run back in the top 10, during which it spent a week at number 1, this week down 5 to 13, Covenant, by Herman P. Mayan, published by Devere Games, with 22,875, 2,200 more than Sweetlands, a decline of 20%. Re-entering at number 12, Unstoppable, by John D. Clare, published by Renegade Game Studios with 22,993, 118 more than Sweetlands, and close to triple what it had last week, sitting outside the top 50, in fact, probably barely inside the top 100. After a week back in the top 10, down 1 to 11, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigga, published by Capstone Games with 23,383, 390 more than Unstoppable, a gain of 6%, but in a recurring theme, that's not enough to move up positions. So it's one of four games that falls out of the top 10. We've heard from three of them already. Those four games are from 10 to 11, Ark Nova, from 8 to 13, Covenant, from 9 to 17, Galactic Cruise, and after 2 weeks in the top 10, at number 1 and number 6, down to 33, Vampire Lords. Number 10, Sanctuary, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 23,585, 202 more than its big brother Ark Nova, a gain of 34% as it returns to the top 10 for the sixth time, being away for just the last 2 weeks. 3 weeks ago it was number 10, fell back to 22, then climbed 5 last week to 17, climbs 7 more to get back to number 10. The number 20 saw 2,500 views more than last week. The number 10 still sees 1,500 more than last week. Number 9, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmaier, published by Stonemaier Games, with 23,714. 129 more than Sanctuary, actually just 331 more than Ark Nova, just 721 more than Unstoppable, just 839 more than Covenant. So about 800 views spanning these games from 9 to 13. For Vantage, this is a 27% decline as it slides 5 spots in its second week back in the top 10. Number 8, Aridia, by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games, with 24,949, 1,200 more than Vantage, more than about double what it had last week when it was number 39, a 31 position jump, as it returns to the top 10 after 8 months away. Charts for the 17th time. Number 7, Fate of the Fellowship, by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 32,324. It's about 7,400 more than Aridia, or roughly the gap between Aridia, well, between Aridia and Heat at number 20, the gap was only 7,000. So a bigger gap between 8 and 7. It's a 4.3% gain, but down 2 positions for Fate of the Fellowship, back to where it was 2 weeks ago. Number 6, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 35,835, 3,500 more than Fate of the Fellowship, a 16% gain. That is enough to move up position, and it also is back to where it was 2 weeks ago, at number 6, but for SETI it's a 1-position climb. Number 5, Eternal Dex, by Hirokin, published by Trick Takers Games, with 38,199, about 2,400 more than SETI, only about half of the views that it had last week as the number 1 game, and so it is down 4. Number 4, The Old King's Crown, by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idol Games, with 40,140, about 1,900 more than Eternal Dex, a decline of 16%, and it is down 2 positions. Number 3, Speakeasy, by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 40,516, only about 400 more than the Old King's Crown. There's no D on the end of that word. A 23% climb or gain, but it is only able to hold position at number 3. So that leaves our 2 remaining new entries in the top 2 positions. One of them is a debut, the other is not. Number 2, Rove. This is the debut, by Monty Eisenbach and Tyven Grossi, published by Adax Games, with 44,891, about 4,400 more than Speakeasy, and well more than triple what it had last week, 3.5 times. It was number 42 last week, so it is a 40-position jump. Rove is a campaign adventure game that also contains a combat system set in a high fantasy world. Number 1. The Great Library by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 48,202, 3,300 more than Rove. And so there are two Vital Lacerda games in the top three. This is the third week in the top 10 for the Great Library, and the second week at number 1. It returns after about 6 months away. There still is not a lot of information from the publisher. They provided a lot about the setting, but not really about what you're doing in the game. The mechanisms listed on BoardGameGeek are connections, matching, tile placement, worker placement. But mostly it's a Vital Lacerda game, and so, I mean, you have an idea of what you're getting into with that. This is the first time we've been under 50,000 views for a number one since summer, since back in July. So July 12th, Innovation had only 42,000 views. The Great Library has about 48,000. So a low ebb at the top of the list. And yet the number 10 and number 20 positions were much higher than usual. So an overall flattening of the list, as there's only a gap of about 30,000 between number 1 and number 20. For Saturday, November 29th, 2025.